There are a variety of items that are going to be reabsorbed. So let's talk about what exactly is going to be reabsorbed. Water is one of the main things. This affects the solute concentration inside and outside the nephron. About 108 liters a day are going to be reabsorbed from the nephrons back into the bloodstream. So, and that's important because otherwise we'd become dehydrated very quickly. Another important thing that is reabsorbed is glucose. And so remember, glucose got forced out of the bloodstream and into the filtrate, but you don't want to be losing that hard-won glucose that you had to eat all that food to produce. So 99% of the glucose that is is forced into the filtrate is reabsorbed back into the bloodstream. And that makes sense if you think about it, because we need that glucose to survive. A third type of thing that gets reabsorbed readily are amino acids and small proteins. About 99% of these are going to also be reabsorbed. So again, we don't want to be getting rid of those nutrients and having those leave through the urine. And in fact, if there is glucose or amino acids in the urine, it's usually a sign that there's some kind of a problem. Some other things that can be reabsorbed, number four, would be ions. And most ions are reabsorbed by active transport. So there's very careful control of what is being reabsorbed and what is not. It takes energy to reabsorb these things. So things like sodium, potassium, magnesium, phosphate, sulfate, chloride, calcium, those kinds of things are also reabsorbed. And the degree to which they're reabsorbed or not reabsorbed is going to be influenced by hormones. And this is very important for maintaining that very precise balance of these electrolytes in the blood plasma. Now, a couple of particular ions are going to show up as number five and number six, and I want to mention these in particular. One is bicarbonate ions, and this is important for the stability of the blood pH. It's reabsorbed by active transport. About 90% of the bicarbonate ion that got filtered is going to be reabsorbed. I want to point out that along with bicarbonate, hydrogen ions are going to also be important here. And lastly, number six, chloride ions. These are lipid-soluble ions, and they move back into the bloodstream through passive transport. So unlike the other ions, they're going to be moved by passive transport.